Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
Lord, began to press into the things
the kingdom so that you may have a kingdom mindset.
Amen. We're talking about
having a kingdom mindset. And when you have a kingdom mindset, you're not so much concerned about the things of this world. Amen. You're more concerned about the things of the kingdom, God's way of doing things. Hallelujah. And when you think about God's way of doing things, you think about pressing in to his presence. Why? Why do I want to press into his presence? So I can hear his voice and he can purge me, amen, because in his presence, hallelujah, is the fullness of joy, amen. In his presence, everything that's not like him has to go. So we press into his presence so that we can be purged, so that we can be made all over again every single day. We're not living on yesterday, amen. We're living on today's grace. So, Father, we just thank you right now for this time with you, Lord God. Father, we just ignite a righteous indignation in your people, God. We call your people out of the world, into the things of the kingdom. We right now release a kingdom mandate on your people who are called by your name, who have humbled themselves, who are seeking your face. Lord, you said that we would hear from heaven and that you would forgive all our sins and you'll heal the land. God, we need you to heal the land today. So right now we ask you, we are the land. Heal us, God, so that we may do your work, so we can give you all of the praises, all of the honor, and all of the glory. In the mighty, matchless, marvelous name of Jesus, somebody say yes. Just tell them yes. Amen, because I come to serve notice on everyone on the line today. He is a healer. He is a healer. And he finished what he starts. Just let your heart say yes. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we're talking about spiritual strategies for warfare. That is the assignment that God has given me for these, your people. Amen. I pray that you have your Bibles out, and I pray that you're able to understand that it takes a strategy of warfare to defeat the enemy, not just on the outside, but on the inside. What's on the inside? The way we think. Amen. The way we talk. Amen. Becomes how we think. But I pray that you have your Bibles. And I pray that you have been in his presence. Because I'm telling you, you can tell when someone has been in the presence of the Lord. Because in his presence is the fullness of joy. And then we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I command you to come out from among the world, from among the way the world have you thinking, from among the way the world have you talking. I command you in Jesus' name to come into a kingdom mindset. And that's when we're able to flow and God's peace. Amen. So we can't be so concerned about everything and everybody. Yes, 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 I said it. Because guess what? Sometimes we're so concerned about everything and everybody that we forget about what God is trying to do. Amen. But I'm going to talk today. You know, I've been exposing the weaponries and the enemy's territory, and I talked about the way we think, which opened up the door, which give the enemy a platform to come into the mindset of God's people. We have to have a kingdom thought life. that? What does Jesus say? What does the Bible say? Amen, amen, and amen. Let's talk about love, not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of God is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. 1 John, hallelujah, chapter 2, verse 15 through 16. God is trying to take us to have a kingdom mindset. But what is a kingdom mindset? In order to have a kingdom mindset, we have to know what kingdom is. Amen. And when you talk about, hallelujah, let me just share this before I get into that. We went to a revival, hallelujah. Lord have mercy. We went to I believe it was a 4-day or 5-day revival, and it was a apostle and a prophet that were the one that was facilitating. And I'm telling you, people are really going through a lot of things. And when you go to a revival, and the revival needs revival, we need a kingdom mindset. Let me help you consider the definition, how we can define a kingdom mindset. A fixed mental attitude. Is your attitude fixed and ruled by God? You know, a government perspective, a kingdom thought life, a kingdom with your will is the will of the kingdom, the purpose and the plans. How should I say it? Your desires that you predetermined mindset, that you made a decision that you are going to advance the kingdom of God. We finally must remember that the cares of this world will put you and the mindset of worldly things. So we have to be effective kingdom ambassadors with spiritual strategies. It's important that we have a kingdom mindset, because if you don't have a mindset, hallelujah, of the things of the kingdom, your mindset will be so caught up with the things of this world. And when your mindset is caught up with the things of this world, the cares of this world, you are opening up territory for the enemy. You open game. Amen? So as a kingdom citizen, and I hope and I pray that you consider oneself, consider yourself as a kingdom citizen with a kingdom mindset. See, our main purpose is to, to be a co-worker. Hallelujah. A co-worker with God. Do you see that? You know, a co-worker with God, and you're carrying out his kingdom agenda. See, God is saying, I want a little bit more from his people. So what did he do? He closed down a lot of church buildings, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the real church, because the real church is within. But he wants the real church to manifest kingdom thinking. a kingdom mindset as a kingdom ambassador that's a loaded gun. Amen. A loaded bullet, a loaded weapon, so that when the enemy comes, you're already loaded. Do you shoot the leg? Do you shoot the arm? Do you shoot to kill? Amen. You shoot to kill. You know, I think about my biological father, and I feel free enough to give this testimony. When I was when I first started going to college, I think I was like 17, and my biological father called me in the room, and he said to me, he said, you know, you've taken these night classes, and I don't want to be worried about you. And he took out this little silver package that had a silver gun, and it was called a Dillinger, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it looked like a cigarette lighter. And I was like, oh my, you know, what am I going to do with that? And he said, if you have to use it, hallelujah, he said, don't shoot no legs, no arms. He said, shoot to kill. And I was like baffled because I, you know, I don't want to have to shoot to kill nobody. But then my father was saying self-preservation is what he really was saying. But as I grew more into a kingdom mindset, I began to realize what my biological father was saying. And now I understand what my kingdom daddy is saying. We can't play with the enemy. We can't tolerate the enemy. Because if you shoot him in his leg, if you shoot him in his arm, hallelujah, all you're going to do is make him angry. All you're going to do is make him plot. All you're going to do is make him plan. Because he's going to come back with his boys. He's going to come back with whomsoever will. And he's going to come back to, I like to say, devour the prey. So I encourage you today, don't play with the enemy. Because his goal, his strategy is to take us out. You know, his strategy is to cause us to have, raise up the flag, the white flag, and surrender. If we're able to. Amen. So I understand what my biological daddy was saying. He said, don't shoot no arm or leg. Shoot between the white of his eyes. That might sound horrible to you. The white of his eyes. My father was a military man. And, you know, when you're in the military, you don't play with the enemy because you understand that the enemy is not playing with you. So since we understand that he's coming to take us out, we can't play with him either. Amen. So we can't be pitiful prophets. We can't be pitiful preachers. We can't be pitiful evangelists and pitiful teachers. You know, we have to go for the gusto because our days are numbered and our time is short, and our assignment is in swift transition because we don't know the day nor the hour that the Son of God is coming back. We don't know. So because we don't know, we have to complete our assignments. And how dare we play with the enemy? Because he's not playing with us. Amen. So we're talking about spiritual strategies. Let's strategize. You know, let's have a kingdom mindset so that we can decide in advance how to respond or how to interpret or have an interpretation of a situation that we know how to handle it. That we're not discombobulated, that when something happens, oh, me, oh, my, how am I going to handle this? It's necessary that you are a loaded gun. It's necessary that we have a kingdom mindset. It's necessary, men and women walking. It's necessary in this spiritual battle that we're not so caught up in our emotions. Because when you're caught up in your emotions, everything will baffle you. Everything will literally cause you to be, oh, wow. You know, now you're calling somebody on the telephone or you're Zooming, you're doing something because you need to talk to somebody to get a plan of action. But having a kingdom mindset is so necessary that we want to live a life that's pleasing to God. And when enemies shoot, guess what? We're shooting back. Amen. And we're taking cover. Amen. And we understand that the thunder and the lightning is in our thoughts, that we can send it to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. See, the kingdom of God is within. It's within. It's in our thoughts. And it's important that we understand the concept of a kingdom mindset. Because with a kingdom mindset, you understand that you're on your way to the kingdom of God. So the Bible says, well, now the kingdom of God is found in the Bible 66 times. You can flip through the New Testament and you'll find it there. And then here we go, the kingdom of heaven, 32 times, and all of them is in the Gospel of Matthew. And now we got the term kingdom. I did my research, okay? It's found 154 times in the New Testament and 119 times in the four Gospels. And then Jesus, hallelujah, he used the term kingdom, 93 times alone. So I think it's safe to say that the kingdom of God is a very important concept in the scriptures. And the importance of the kingdom of God is what it leads me to educate God's people to have a kingdom mindset with a kingdom education. You know, I do this because when I saw these scriptures, how God highly prioritize a kingdom mindset to every believer to understand that our experience to walk in with a kingdom mindset in our everyday life, that we are able to reason in such a bold way because we understand that it's necessary that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all of these things will be added. Matthew 6 and 33. So when we have a kingdom mindset, when the enemy comes, I'm telling you, we're not caught up in tradition because the Bible says that tradition makes the word of God have no effect. Sometimes we so traditional that the kingdom of God, the word of God, is not effective. Tradition. You know, tradition say, oh, she's a Christian and she's a believer and she's talking about shooting between the white and the eye. She's talking about destroying the enemy. Well, read the Bible because God didn't play. He still don't play. And we want to be like him. Amen. We want to be what he called us to be. He called us little G's. So I'm a little God. This is not a capital. I want to be what God wants me to be. And I pray that you do too. And I pray that you don't compromise with the devil. Don't get caught up in no traps. See, the enemy uses whoever he wants to use to get what he wants to get. So what does he do? He sees where your weakness is. Your weakness might be your children. Your weakness might be your finance. Your weakness might be the enemy. I mean, I don't know what your weakness is. It might be the lust of the flesh. But he'll use that weakness so he can get you where you're not alert. You know, he'll use a weakness. It might be a woman. It might be a man to entice you. So you'll put your guards down, and then before you know it, you'll have slipped into the enemy's territory. But with a kingdom mindset, hallelujah, you're able to know what the enemy is doing. You know, in our prayer call this morning, hallelujah, I literally saw lightning. You know, I literally saw thunder. Do you know when you open up your mouth that thunder and lightning is coming out of your mouth, whether it's good or bad? So we have to be careful, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And then the Bible says, those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you open up your mouth and lightning and thunder is coming out your mouth, you're tearing down the enemy's territory, or you're building it up. Which one? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to stay focused on spiritual strategies, because I understand that the enemy wants to destroy what God is doing. And if he can take us to a place where we are entering hostile grounds, beware, because the forces of evil, known as the world and as the flesh, beware. Because sometimes we could be entering a territory of the enemy. And then we go in there and we don't have a kingdom mindset. We'll get engulfed. Let's talk about the world. The word world. It has different meanings in the scripture. And, you know, it could mean the earth, the universe, in a physical order. But if we use it in reference to the Gentiles, which are all the nations other than the Jewish nation. See, the word world, it is used to reference to a present condition of human affairs in opposition to God. I'm going to say it again. The word world, it is the present condition of human affairs in opposition to God. See, the Bible said, love not the world. See, it's a system that's run, I like to say, the inhabitants of the earth, a system that is opposing to God and the Lord Jesus Christ, the world. See, it's the meaning that I'm going to use to describe the world. Let's say the world is the corporate group of the flesh. Centered individuals who make up the human race, Some people are so worldly, so fleshly, and all they think about is houses, land, materialistic attitude, system of social, economical beliefs. You know, they think about the economics, have a religious, I like to say philosophy, an expression of more, want to get more and want to build on earth. They're not thinking of the end of the thing. They're not thinking of a kingdom mindset, because the whole thing is the system of the world, fleshly. You know, it's surrounded by more. Let's get more. You know, let's get more. Hallelujah.
What the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down. Took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. And mercy and the power of the blood. So much power in the blood. Oh. I thought I deserved, oh, to be 6 feet beneath. The things I've said, the choices made that I regret. Wasn't based on what I've done, but the goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. Carry now.
Yes, Lord, we need his mercies. Talking about the love of the world. It's nothing like being able to see how God is using people to build up a kingdom. Because the enemy will attack on every single side. So we don't count our life as being our own. Because if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be? So we stay in a kingdom mindset so that we can continue to have hope. Because when you think about the things of the world, you see so many things happening that man gonna soon destroy himself. Amen. Amen, amen. I'm going to need your input today. I know I have quite a few listeners on the line. But I'm going to need your input today. And I'm going to open up the lines, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to share with me or share with the listeners whatever you hear God saying to you concerning a kingdom mindset, spiritual strategies for warfare. Don't be afraid to open your mouth, because the listeners have need of the people of God. Amen. So I have the lines unmuted, and I want to ask, is there anyone that would like to contribute to what we're talking about today? Will there be one person? And I believe the lines are open. Are you with us, Elder?
Yes, I am.
Yes, amen. I am. Would you kind of help me out with this? If you are you in a position to?
Yes, because I can talk about the kind of kingdom mindset and being led by the Lord and being obedient to His will and understanding that having a kingdom mindset is building God's kingdom. It's things that we do here on earth, the people that we help, the people that we direct, the people that we lead, people that we advise, instruct. That's all kingdom mindset, because we instruct them in the way that God wants us to go. We instruct them in a way that God is leading us. That we, and if we align His word up to in the way that we're going, in the way that He wants us to go to build His kingdom, because everything we do is God's, it's building it for God's. We're building God's kingdom, not our kingdom. We're doing His will, not our will. And we all have an assignment. And our assignment is to go out into the highways and byways and evangelize to the people and talk to the people and let them know that this is, God is the way to go. You know, man has his way, yes. But God, His way is eternal, and we must follow His way, and we must understand that as we receive the instruction from Him, as we receive, you know, His love, and we turn around and convey that love to others, as we build His kingdom, as we tell them, this is God's kingdom. This is God's way of doing things, not our way. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. And that makes a difference. Understanding God's way of doing things, whether it's bringing people to the kingdom or whether it's causing the enemy to understand that you are a loaded gun and you're not going to play with him. Amen. Thank you, Elder. You know, as I began to teach and minister you know, of course enemies going to show up. Literally to the point where I literally felt him trying to choke my breath. But the devil is a liar. He's a liar. Somebody's getting delivered. Somebody's getting a kingdom mindset. And I understand that when these kind of things happen, they're the cost of the oil in your alabaster box. That's the cost. Amen. Thank you, Elder, for that. Is there anyone else that would like to have anything to say? I have the lines open.
Well, it's good to hear Elder's voice. Praise God. That kingdom mindset is so important because it helps us to move forward in God's word. It helps us to be more stronger, exercise courage. But we have to, as the word tells us, have to study to know what the kingdom mindset is and have ears to hear when messengers like yourself, Prophet, who gives us the real deal, they say, go 100 with it without fear or doubt. That's when we can really gain that kingdom mindset. We need to be given this information so we can go forward. We can't, as you said earlier, we can't go unarmed. We can't go out there half-cocked. You can't come to a gunfight with a knife. You need to come correct. So having the Word of God, the Holy Spirit working through us will allow us to be really ready to take on the battle because Satan's busy. He's doing everything under the sun to keep us from knowing about the kingdom. As you said, people are building their mind here on earth when they should be developing their treasures in heaven. So praise God for the word and helping us to grow and mature in Christ. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Day, Brother Day. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Amen. I know I muted these lines out, but we're going to keep moving forward. But I want to encourage everyone on the line to get ready to open up your mouth because the enemy is opening up his. And it's okay when you get into the word and you study the word. And when you begin to release the word, of course, the enemy wants to shut you up. Because he understands that you can win people to the kingdom. And when you win people to the kingdom and they become loaded, they are a threat to the enemy. Amen. So let's just keep moving forward. We have a few more minutes. But I want to just encourage you to continue to study the Word of God. Continue to ask God to give you revelation to what he would have you to do. So you'll be found doing. You know, you will be found doing. And what you're doing, it will not fade away. It will be effective. Amen. So I want to encourage you again. Let me just get back to my notes here. Thank you, Jesus. Because we're talking about the world and the system of the world. It's an extension. The world is the world system, and I want you to see it this way. It's a system that is an extension of man. I say flesh. You know, it provides the environment, the atmosphere of a system that promotes fleshly sin. You got the TV on. That's all you got. It's surrounded with flesh, fleshly desires. To appeal to our mindset that you see this on TV, okay, you want to go get that. You see iPad, iPod, you see this, you want that. See, Satan, he's the prince. The Bible says that he's the prince of this world system. See, we thought that we was going to win some territory in the world, but it won't happen because Satan is the prince, and he's the ruler of the world system. When he was kicked out of heaven, where do you think he was kicked to? In John 12 and 31, John 12 and 31, those that flip in the scriptures, the Bible says, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Hereafter, this is John 14 and 30. I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. Listen, that's powerful to me. He's coming and has nothing in me. God is getting us prepared. See, Satan, he also he's called the God of this world, G-O-D. So we have to have a kingdom mindset so that we're not building our hopes on sinking sand and that we put our treasures on things that are of the kingdom. You know, some say, oh, I'm about to buy a new house. All of that's well and fine. But we want to have a kingdom influence by doing things of the kingdom. So the kingdom of the world is presently influenced by Satan. He is called the God of this world, little g, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. Listen, the word is powerful. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. So the world has blinded the minds of them who believe not. The kingdom of this world is presently influenced by Satan and his angels. So don't get caught up in worldly things. Don't get caught up in worldly thinking. We're thinking of more. I want more, more, more. All of this stuff is going to fade away. So we must build our hopes on things, nothing less than the Word of God, the things of the kingdom. So we have to stay loaded so we can destroy the enemy with the Word of God, which is a major tool that we must have. It's not an option. Because what has been, it won't work now. Everything has changed, but God does not change. And the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. But it might be new to you, and it may be new to me. So we must understand that learning the Word of God and applying it to our daily living with a kingdom mindset, we're not so tore up from the floor up. When things happen, don't let nobody take nothing from you. Good Lord. I know, because when people take things from you and they're natural things, give it to them. Let them have it. But see, the Satan try to take spiritual things from us. So I want you to keep pushing for purpose of what God called you to do. Because if you don't, you'll get so caught up with the things of the world. You know, when different holidays come, you know, you want new shoes, new this, new that. I thank God that he delivered me from that. I mean, 4th of July, I don't need a new outfit. You know, Christmas, I don't need to celebrate me. Now, that's where I'm at. And everyone know where you are. So we put our value in eternal life. The word eternal. 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 Because we understand that this world is not our home. But while we're here, we must crush everything that's not like God that comes our way. And the reason that the world is in the condition that it's in is because of sin. Sin is the reason for the present condition of this world. Think about it. When Adam and Eve was originated, when God created created Adam, they were given dominion over the world. And so what that meant was they had control over the world, you know, to guide its system and the inhabitants according to the plan of God. And when sin came against God, we know what happened. They lost dominion. And then here Jesus came, and he was crucified for the sins of all mankind. And the resurrection, oh, God already had this thing set up for us. We win in the end. So we have to triumph. We got to shout Shabbat God, and we got to rebel against the things of the world, because we're troop for the kingdom. And of course, you know, God allowed us to appreciate things of the kingdom, but not allowing the things of the world to become the center of attraction. So we live every day and rejoice in it. Why? Why do we rejoice? Because we got a mission with a message. So we're grateful that God chose to use us. The point of the matter is, how many of us know that God want to use you? How many of us know that we have military power in the kingdom? You've ranked. I mean, you rank. And we may not even know our rank. We may not even know what we should do next. We may not even know what God's plan is. So we go along to get along, and we just survive. But Jesus is asking you today to reclaim the dominion over this world, over the enemy, over the evil forces, and take your territory by doing what God called you to do. That's how you take it back. Whew. I'm saying, having hope in God, in the things of God, is what's up. Reclaiming what the enemy has stolen, far as not walking in condemnation, not being deceived, not being ensnared in traps of the system of the world. Because this world is not our own. See, the world is already judged and under condemnation by God. But we're not. Because we're believers. And we got a hope in Jesus Christ. So it's time to rejoice. Why? We rejoice because of eternal life. We rejoice because Jesus didn't leave us hanging. We rejoice because the end of the thing is victory. Amen, amen, amen. I'm telling you, I'm excited. in the midst of what's going on, my spirit is still excited. It's still ignited. I'm telling you, because I understand that this world is not my home. I understand that the works of the flesh breeds death. I understand that. So when the works of the flesh take place, we have to know that it's the enemy trying to get us off course. Idolatry. And there's so much witchcraft going on. You know, there's so many things going on. These different categories of sin, which, oh, I'm not going to even go there today. But that's a whole nother teaching. But I want to say to you today that you have a victory. Stay focused. And of course, understanding that God wants us to rejoice in him in the things of the kingdom. And the revival that we went to, we was going to, well, I actually was going because my sister wanted to go there for a birthday. I'm going to be honest with you. We got there. There was no mask. They didn't have their masks on. And they talked about things that we knew it wasn't God. Because in the presence of the Lord, there's liberty. There was no liberty there. And one of the main speakers began to prophesy about Biden. He said, Biden, he's already dead. He said, Nancy Pelosi is Jezebel, and she's going to be fed to the dogs. So all I'm saying is, Satan is on his job. We must be on ours. He's recruiting whoever he can. So we got to start doing our recruiting. Talk to somebody about the Lord until they make their confession that Jesus is Lord. Be on a mission. Be about the Father's business. Use your tools. Amen, 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 amen. I say praise the Lord today. Praise him with your voice. Praise him with your instruments. Praise him. Cause the enemy to flee because you're not going to relent. And you're not going to back up. And you're not going to surrender because we all have eternal life. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for joining. We'll see you next week. Same place, same time. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of the day. You are welcome in your world.